بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن، وهو بكل شيء عليم. واستهابة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم to recite the five surahs of Sabbaha before sleeping, starting with Surah Hadid, then Surah Hashr, then Surah Saf, Surah Jumu'ah, and then ending up with Taghaba. The ulama explain that in the surah there is one verse that is equivalent to 1,000 verses. More or less they agree that that verse is wal awwal wal akhir wal zahir wal batin. He is first, so there was nothing before him. Everything has a beginning, so Allah Ta'ala is the beginning of everything. There was nothing that preceded him. And if it is fine, if it is difficult for you to comprehend that how was it there was nothing before him, so understand that if you want to say that there was something before him, then the next question will be what was before that, and then again what was before that. So this in philosophy is called circular thought, and circular thought is totally baseless. Must be a beginning. So the beginning of all things is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There wasn't anything before him. Wal awwal. Lama also explained that a person is having a lot of stray thoughts, minds are just roaming about, floating in all directions. Then to recite this verse, wal awwal, wal akhir, wal sahir, wal batin, will be very effective in getting his thoughts and his beliefs right. So he is the first, that means there was nothing before him, and nor was he begotten. Like you get certain things, certain creations, one is born from the other, but you get some creations that are not born from others. Like the sun, then it doesn't have a father, it came in existence, but the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it doesn't have parents. So for existence, you don't require some father or some union. Parents, you don't need that. Can't come in with the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without the existence of parents. This aspect of strengthening our iman, it happens when we think about tawheed, the oneness of Allah ta'ala, and understand the grandeur, the greatness, and the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more this settles in the heart, the more the understanding of the oneness of Allah ta'ala gets into the mind. When that comes in, then you see things in perspective. And if it doesn't come in, then we aren't seeing things in perspective. It's like the small little child, he feels that his world is the sand castle that he builds up, or the plastic scooter that is running around, that's what he feels. So then, if we haven't come to terms with realities, then in the words of Mawlana Rum Rahmatullah, we are still children, babies. So as we think, reflect over the glory, the grandeur, the greatness of Allah Ta'ala, so this comes into the mind, and the best gift a person can gain is that the love of temptations and the love of the world flushes out of the heart. When that gets out of the heart, then the love of Allah Ta'ala, the love of the hereafter, the love of real things and eternal things, then come to the heart. And the child feels that the sandcastle is his life. Little does he realize, as it's coming to the evening, father says, get up, he smashes all those castles and come back home. So this is the world. We don't realize, we feel in this transitory life, we feel that it's here and it's for lasting. In Surah Kahf that we're supposed to be reciting on a Friday, so that person that forgot about his real end, this was his exact statement, ما اظن ان تبيد هذه ابدا وما اظن الساعه قائمه. That he was flooded with wealth, and in the flood of wealth he says that I can't imagine this thing to ever perish, and I don't believe there is a thing like the hereafter. So that's where everything crumbled and everything fell apart. So where you don't believe in the hereafter, or the belief in the hereafter is there but it's shaken up, or you believe that the wealth that you got that is lasting, there's not going to be an end to it. So this type of thought will take you in a circle. It will take you in a circle. It will distract you from your actual cause. So who will awwal? He is first, right? And then I say Allah Ta'ala shows His grandeur and His greatness in the different verses of the Quran Sharif. Speaks about the sun, Ash-Shamsu wal-Qamar bi-Husban. We recite and we listen to the Surah Ar-Rahman, but do we reflect over the content, what it is all about? So Allah Ta'ala is saying, the sun and the moon follow causes that are exactly computed. Right? But just this one glory of Allah Ta'ala, so what will be the glory of Allah Ta'ala? So in the sun you'll find the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala in about five perspectives. One perspective is, it's following an orbit, it's following a circuit. You never hear that the sun will move off its circuit. For exact circuit to move on to, it will remain on that circuit, it doesn't move away from that. Right? Because if it ever moves, then the whole time system will all be in a chaos. The sun was supposed to be rising, for example, in the greater Durban area at, say, 6 o'clock, right? Now if it moved from the cause, then it's not going to rise at that time. So for the thousands of years, if you go and see into the archives, it just maintained the consistency, it never moved on. So there must be some creator, very, very great creator, that a ball that is hundreds of times greater than this earth, 93 million miles away, and then moving with such accuracy, so it can't be just a coincidence. To think that it's a coincidence, obviously, something wrong with the reasoning. It's a shallow thought, or it is biased. Because of what you've been fed with, so you believe the wrong that you fed with, not realizing that the people that were feeding were trying to turn you away from Allah Ta'ala. You didn't realize that. Then again, you look at the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala in the sun manifest. Again, you look at it from a different perspective. It maintains the speed as well. It maintains the orbit, it maintains the speed. Again, if it could not maintain the speed, then you wouldn't have this calendars and you wouldn't have this year planners. You wouldn't have it. It maintains the speed. So it will go exactly on the speed, on the cause, not moving from the cause and not changing the speed. As the whole season that we have all will be in a chaotic state. Then again, the third thing you see in the sun, again we're seeing these things here, but little do we register, relate, understand. We'll talk about many things, what happened to Manchester and all that, but the things that we really need to relate and identify, that we're not talking about. These things here, whatever it is, it's all a make-up, it's a game, it's just something to amuse you, right? And the amusement also, there's no substance in that amusement. People are spending thousands and thousands just on the amusement, right? They say, no, we support this, Manchester or Liverpool or Man, whatever, right? So they say, we support this thing here. So when you say support and you like, then love works on both ends. Love is not a one-sided traffic. Otherwise, if it was a one-sided traffic, people have married mannequins. Right? So love goes on both sides. Now, you've been supporting the team over 30 years, 20 years, flying with them, got their signatures, got their sheet t-shirts, etc. Just following them, by the book you're following them. I ask you, one day if you tell them, you know, I'm in financial constraints, I need you to sort my rental out. For the 1 month will they sort you out. And you remind them, you know, all the backing, the supporting that I have given you for all the years. And you don't feel that I'm eligible for 1 month's rental as well. So what is this? It's just a bluff. It's a deception. It's a fooling of the eye. That's all. Nothing more than that. Think about the realities. Look at the Qudrat of Allah. That's where you're supposed to be engaging our minds, right? Again, now you look at the sun from a third perspective, right? Then it moves at a certain height. It doesn't drop that height, it doesn't go above that height. If it ever drops the height or goes above the height, the whole earth will either roast or will freeze. So it maintains the height as well. The speed, the orbit, the height also. And then again, you look at the sun from another perspective, then you see, right, that it's moving at a slant. And the slant, it will maintain the slant all the time. Again, don't we relate to the Qudrat of Allah? Can't we recognize Allah? The more you recognize Him, the more you relate, there'll be life in your ibadat. There'll be some life, there'll be motivation, there'll be a meaning in your ibadat. Otherwise, your ibadat is just you going through the motions. Just going through the motions, there's no life. So understand your Creator, see His Qudrat, see His might, see His glory. It's beyond human comprehension, so great is it. Such a huge ball of fire as moving for the thousands of years that we know, and it's on the course. Allah is saying, Al-Shamsu wal-Qamaru bi-Husban, moving on courses exactly computed. Right? Then, the fifth perspective, look at it, right? That it's got a regulated temperature. You must be so hot. Don't overheat and don't underheat, right? Don't overheat and don't underheat, right? Now you look at it from this perspective, when a man is in the heat, he doesn't know what he's doing. When he's hot now, he can't maintain composure. That thing, in spite of it being a ball of fire, is maintaining a temperature from the time that we know till now. Right? So can't we look at the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, say these words, look at it, understand, discuss these type of things with your children, the wife, the family. Understand the glory, the beauty, the magnanimity of Allah Ta'ala. Our ibadat, there is a life in that. Ramadan becomes a life. It's not just a routine or a customary practice, it's life in it. Look at this Qudrat of Allah, you've seen the sun, right? Then look at water and the whole process of water. Again, you see the glory, the magnanimity, the beauty of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, right? We say that the vapor rises, right? To a certain point it rises, right? So understand that the greater part of the earth is water, right? You all understand? The greater part of the world is water. More than half the size, half it's all water, right? Underwater. And most of the water is the water of the ocean, right? So the vapor that is supposed to be rising is supposed to be saline, salt. But now, who is that power that allows that water, that vapor to rise to a certain limit, then separates the saline from the sweet water? Who is that? Kiske kudrat ka karishma? Ask yourself, who is doing this? We're seeing it, we relate to it, we witness it all the time, that there is some great, great kudrat that is doing all this, right? Separating the saline from sweet water, and then send down as the best water that's available, best water for consumption is coming direct from the heaven. Can you see that? Don't we relate to it? That's our Allah Ta'ala. Relate to Him. Understand His Qudrat. Understand His favors also. Not just His Qudrat, but His favor. After all, He doesn't need our ibadat. We need Him. Antumul fuqara, wallahu huwal ghaniyul hamid. You are in the state of desperation, and Allah Ta'ala is free of all wants and is worthy of all praise whether you praise Him or not. So it's you that are in need. So understand your Creator, bring about some life, bring some jaan into your ibadah, right? So now you see this one Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, it's come to a certain point. Otherwise, if you sent it like that saline, I say, would have been palatable, would have been salt. Can't drink it. But he brought it to a certain point, made it drinkable, palatable, enjoyable, right? For human life, for plant life, for every other life. If it came exactly how it raised up, then it wouldn't have been palatable. All life in earth, all would have just terminated, ended up. Again, now see the qudrat of that water again, right? It rises up again. Then, as you see that water, right? Then it's carried by the clouds, right? Sahaba al-musakhara bayna as-samai wal-ard. Now, again, understand, look at the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. Those clouds are suspended between the earth and the heavens. Can you see anything moving the clouds, carrying those clouds? So who's carrying those clouds? With the thousands of tons of water, who's carrying? Again, understand, relate, believe. And let your belief be to the level of conviction, certainty. The more the belief strengthens, the greater the enjoyment you will find in your acts of ibadat, your acts of servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But that is suspended on your belief, the rate of the belief. What is the level of the belief? So we are seeing this all the time. Who asks you? Who's carrying that? Who's carrying those clouds? Suspended. It's supposed to be falling down. So that weight is supposed to be falling. But it's just moving. And then there's someone that's commanding and directing those clouds. This cloud will be going to Namibia. That cloud will be going to India. And this cloud of water is going to go to Japan, right? So who's the one that's controlling it, navigating those clouds to that designated passport? Again, you see the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Say subhanallah, alhamdulillah, say these words. When you see and witness the qudrat of Allah ta'ala, that this may go deep into our hearts. So we say, wal awwal, right? Wal awwal wal akhir, right? So he is the beginning, there's nothing before him. He is the last, and there's nothing after him. See, everything or every creation that comes, it completes its term, its job, and it's gone. Do you see anyone or any creation coming and coming here forever? Even the sun with its glory, science will tell you, its energy is limited. And all the time it's depleted, it's depleting all the time. And one day it will deplete entirely. And that's the day of Qiyamah. Totally is a Shamsu Kuvir. It will lose all its energy, all the light is lost. So everything that's here is coming to an end. Right? There's nothing that's here eternal, lasting forever. It is this Kullu Shayin Halikun Illa Wajah. Kullu Man Alayha Fan. Everything that is here is to be perished. It's going to perish. Wealth, your youth, look at yourself in the mirror. Or if you got a photo that you're not supposed to be keeping, when you were 13 years of age, right? So handsome, so beautiful, so great you were. Now look at yourself again now, at the age of 45, 50, this old chacha where you came from. Can you see the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, what you were, and what you are, how you transformed, right? So everything is going to disappear, your youth, your beauty, everything is going to go. وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْكَرَامِ. But with all this interaction, all the movement, but the splendor of Allah Ta'ala still remains. It's just on the increase with modernism and the new inventions. It's just on the increase. So he is always, and everything besides him is just coming, vanishing and moving away. كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانْ وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. So when you see this, then who was Zahir? He is the most apparent. He is most apparent. You don't need an additional proof for the existence of Allah Ta'ala. Like I explained to you, the clouds, the sun, the rain, the water that we enjoy. You don't need any additional. It's so apparent, right? If someone asks you, what's the proof of the existence of the sun? They don't understand. The sun, the existence of the sun is in itself the proof. So you don't need any additional proof of the existence of the sun. So he's so apparent and so clear that you don't need any additional proof for his existence. So when you understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or getting some recognition of Allah ta'ala, then what are we supposed to be doing? Remembering, right? Going to the business, coming to the masjid. Then don't waste those moments listening to the news. Why? You're going to fall dead My friend today, his mother passed away, Allah Pak, give her Jannat. Friday she got, mashallah. Allah Pak, give her Jannat in higher stages in Jannat, right? But this happened to her today, tomorrow it's overturned as well, right? So these moments that we got, appreciate them. So how you going to appreciate them? Pack them up with some valuable things. Like you're going to the business, nobody's going to ask you in the grave who or what happened in Japan yesterday and what's happening in China tomorrow. They're not going to ask you. They'll ask you, kya le aaye? What have you brought? What have you brought? So those moments you've got, and recite La ilaha illa in abundance. I spoke to one friend over 10 years ago. He says, just to his work and back, to the masjid and back, every day I complete 2,000 La ilaha illa. So where there's a will, there's a way. And you are building up your own Jannat. Ibrahim alayhi salam conveyed the salam to this ummah and said, Jannat is a barren land. It's what you're going to send is going to bring that flourishing to the Jannat. So these moments, then value those moments. And then also when you see the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, and then you see how weak, we're not appreciating Allah Ta'ala as we're supposed to. مَا قَدَرُ اللَّهُ حَقَّ قَدْرِ. So then ask Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness. So two things that must be done in abundance in this month and out of this month. La ilaha illa in abundance and istighfar, asking Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness. Thank you.